This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The biggest international story over the last 5 days has been the President of the United States meeting with Vladimir Putin. That was Friday in Alaska. And then Monday, the President of Ukraine, President Zelensky, and numerous European leaders met at the White House, continuing to try to find a way to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Let's be crystal clear. There's no way around this. Russia invaded Ukraine. Russia would like to invade the totality of Ukraine. I think we all know that. And the question is, can a deal be put together to end the thousands and thousands and thousands who have been killed? A man who was right in the middle of this during the Biden administration is the former national security advisor for Joe Biden, Jake Sullivan, who's kind enough to join us. Jake has joined us before, and he's back with us here again on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jake, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. There's normally not a lot of love between the two administrations. That is crystal clear. But as you look at what took place in Alaska and then at the White House, are the parts of this where you would like to give the Trump administration credit for what did take place, or potentially setting the table for more to take place?
Well, first, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. And look, I'll start by saying we all want to see an end to the war in Ukraine. As you said, it has caused so much death and destruction. This brutal war of aggression launched and waged by Vladimir Putin and Russia, taking territory of another sovereign country and causing so much death and damage every single day, including in the last 48 hours when Russia continues to attack Ukraine. Yep. So we all want to see an end to this. And for that reason, I support efforts at diplomacy. My concern fundamentally is that it seems to me that Vladimir Putin is playing rope-a-dope, that he wants to buy time to keep the war going and to keep his maximalist demands, which are not about peace in Ukraine, but the capitulation of Ukraine. And my concern is that President Trump, having walked away from the idea of an immediate ceasefire, is sort of letting Putin have what he wants, which is the ability to continue to prosecute this war. That being said, I think there is an option available to the president if he sits down with the Europeans and the Ukrainians again in the next few days or weeks, and that is to actually dial up the economic pressure on Putin so that Putin feels the pain and feels he actually has to come to the table in a more serious way than it seems to me, based on what happened in Alaska, he has done to date. I think that is the key. The key is to increase the pressure on Russia right now so that Putin doesn't think he can just keep this war going indefinitely.
But wasn't he also playing some form of rope-a-dope with your administration? And that, yes, you imposed sanctions, but do you think in hindsight those sanctions should have been stronger?
Well, let me say two things to that. The first is that there is room to increase the sanctions. And the biggest way that they can be increased is by taking Russian barrels of oil off the market, reducing Russia's oil revenues. That was more difficult to do a couple years ago because the oil market was tight. So that actually taking Russian barrels off the market would have just jacked up the price, not just for American consumers, but frankly, for the barrels that Russia kept selling. The oil market is much better now. So the opportunity President Trump has to hit the Russian oil sector is greater than what existed in the Biden administration. And I think he should do that. Second thing I would say is our sanctions have had a real effect. The sanctions we put in place, which Trump has not lifted, although he hasn't really tightened, have actually created a circumstance where Russia's economy is sputtering right now. Their own central bank governor went out and said they're not going to grow. They're depleting their reserves. They're not going to be able to do this war forever. And so now is precisely the moment when tighter sanctions could actually make a big difference. And that's what I would recommend they do. In this sense, foreign policy can be a relay race. We started the process of these sanctions. President Trump could tighten them. And I think in that context, you actually could have a more serious prospect of getting Putin to move off of his ultimate objective, which is not a true and just peace in Ukraine, but rather Ukraine's subjugation.
So let's talk about Sergei Lavrov, who you've dealt with quite a few times, their Minister of Foreign Affairs, very involved in working as a key ally with President Putin when he's talking about security talks. And there's a lot of talk about potentially if some agreement could be reached, what sort of security apparatus would be in place to prevent Russia from lying again. Right. Saying we're going to live up to agreement. But as Putin has done endlessly saying, well, guess what? I don't care. I'm going to continue to pursue more Ukraine or who knows where. And as you well know, his quote today on these security talks, they're a path to nowhere without the involvement of Moscow. So when legitimately should Vladimir Putin and his administration be brought back in a conversation about the specifics about what may have come out Monday at the White House regarding specific protections for Ukraine if some sort of agreement is agreed to?
So this statement from Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, worries me deeply, but it doesn't surprise me. In fact, a couple days ago, I spoke to National Public Radio, and I said my concern about all this talk of security guarantees. And remember, the Trump folks coming out of Alaska said Putin had agreed that the West, the U.S. and Europe could provide Ukraine with security guarantees. I said my concern is that in Russia's mind, they're a part of those security guarantees, meaning they're one of the guarantors, meaning that the security guarantees would only get initiated if Russia agreed. That's not security guarantees. That's what Russia's position has been for the last 2.5 years, and it doesn't seem like they've really changed it. So for me, this is not about going to negotiate Russia's role in the security guarantees. It's about saying that there can be no just peace in Ukraine if the United States and Europe cannot back Ukraine up without Russia's say-so. And I worry, based on what Lavrov said today, that Putin is really kind of setting a trap by trying to put Russia in the middle of the security guarantee conversation, because the last country on the planet that should be guaranteeing Ukraine's security is the country that just attacked it.
So remind folks, Jake Sullivan's here. Great to have him on. This national security advisor during the Biden administration. He's dealt with this crisis day after day after day. If it turns out that once again, it's rope-a-dope, right? As you said, and Vladimir Putin is trying to play Donald Trump, trying to play up the European leaders, but he really has no intent, okay, no intent of making a deal because he thinks he can outlast that the U.S. interests and the Europeans and most importantly Ukrainians. And let's also mention this. He probably doesn't care about the suffering of his citizens. It's sad. It's callous. But as you know, this is a thug who lies every day. What then should any administration do next, including the folks who are in charge right now, the Trump administration?
So what I think the next step is, and look, President Trump has a long history of being very passionate about deal making. And he knows that deals require leverage, and leverage requires showing the other side that you're not going anywhere and that their costs are going to continue to grow if they keep staying on their same course. So that means two things. First, it means increasing the support that we provide to Ukraine. And I was heartened to hear coming out of the meeting on Monday at the White House, the Europeans say that, in fact, President Trump has agreed that we'll be sending more weapons to Ukraine and the Europeans will be helping to fund that. Second is what I was talking about before, which is increasing the pressure on Russia, making their war machine sputter even further so that Putin has very difficult choices to make. And I think if we do those two things, it's not going to end the war immediately, but there is a moment now where we actually could both double down on our support for Ukraine and double down on the pressure on Moscow. And I think that would end up making a difference in creating the possibility for a just peace here. This would be carrying forward the policy of the Biden administration, tightening it in coordination with our European allies and with the Ukrainians. And there have been moments where President Trump has really indicated he wants to do this. I think he should follow through on that instinct and actually do it, rather than just let these talks play out in an open-ended way where Putin can continue basically to evade any pressure or any responsibility to end the war.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Donald Trump says this often, you've heard him say this many times, I want you to react, that with the invasion of Crimea, that was a part of the Obama administration, you were a part of that also. And now this latest invasion happened when Joe Biden was president, and you were his number one ally in foreign affairs, and he continues to say those would not have happened under his watch. Now, we have no idea about that, but we do know that Crimea and this latest invasion and acts of war happened under two people that you believed in as president and not under him. How do you respond to that accusation that he would have stopped it and it wouldn't have happened? And I know Putin hinted at saying the same thing the other day, but again, I don't believe a single word he says.
Yeah.
But what do you say to Donald Trump on this point?
Yeah, Putin did say that Trump was right on this. I think that's your classic KGB man knowing how to flatter his counterpart.
Sure.
And I, as you said, I wouldn't take it that seriously. Look, if it were the case that President Trump could dictate Putin's actions, get him to do things that he didn't want to do, then the war would be over right now. The war continued under Donald Trump despite Trump's efforts to stop it, which shows that his ability to impact Putin's calculus is not that strong. Secondly, and this is pretty critical, when Putin invaded, Donald Trump actually said it was a genius move. That was his quote in February of 2022. And he consistently questioned whether we should actually stand up and support Ukraine. So I think there's a good chance that if Donald Trump had been president in 2022, Putin would actually be in Kyiv right now, as opposed to this war being in a circumstance where the Russians are getting ground down in the east and they've been denied their ultimate objective of taking over Ukraine. That's my view of what the actual counterfactual would have been, because essentially Trump was giving a green light to Putin to go ahead and do as he pleased in Ukraine. And I think Putin's concept for taking over all of Ukraine was something he developed while he was in isolation in COVID in 2020 and then executed about a year later.
Two last questions. I'll let you go, Jake, and I greatly appreciate your time. This is Jake Sullivan, the former national security advisor for Joe Biden. For the folks who say there is some reason why Donald Trump does not stand up to Vladimir Putin, that he talks tough, that in the first administration, the strongest sanctions, he in the end, after waited in Congress for months and months and months, he finally okayed it when he had no choice, that he said in Helsinki, I believe Vladimir Putin when he says he didn't invade or didn't have any effect on the election in 2016, or when he talks tough now and nothing takes place. Basically, people saying that somehow Trump is compromised by Putin. What do you say about that?
Look, I can't speak to another man's motives, but I can point out a very strange fact, which is that Donald Trump is not shy at all about going after our competitors and adversaries, slapping sanctions on China, even bombing Iran. He's not shy about going after our allies, picking trade fights with everyone from Japan to Europe. The one country out of all the countries that he doesn't seem to want to go against is Russia. And I don't know why, but it is very strange. In fact, an interesting thing, he put tariffs on almost every country in the world, Lesotho, even Ukraine, but he didn't put tariffs on Russia. What is up with that? I don't know. I cannot answer this question, and I don't want to speculate because that's inside another man's head and heart, but it is a strange factor. And what I'd like to see happen is Trump actually follow through on the threats he's previously made and impose the sanctions.
The last one, and I would be derelict in my responsibility if I didn't ask this, because this is the show where Dean Phillips first made news when he was the first member of Congress and saying, I don't think Joe Biden should run for office. And I will say for a couple of years, I felt like there's a reason why the president was invisible. And that was well before the debate. And I'm not just talking about folks who detested Joe Biden all along, but for those individuals who are open-minded, who feel like age ravaged the former president and that he wasn't up to the responsibility, a man you saw every single day, what do you say to those people like myself who greatly question if intellectually he was up for that job the last year, two, who knows how many years?
I would say there are two different issues here. One issue is, should he have run for re-election? And obviously he ended up leaving the race. The other is, was he able to discharge his duties as commander-in-chief? And I watched him in the sit room in the Oval Office well and faithfully execute his duties as commander-in-chief all the way through. I saw him in October of 2024 as Iranian missiles were raining down on Israel, and he was ordering American military action to defend Israel directly. And that was a few months before he left office. So there's a political question, an election question, and then there's the question of, was Joe Biden actually doing the job? I watched him do the job. I watched him do it every single day.
You understand the criticism, though, right?
Well, I certainly have seen it at some length, but I think that the difference between what it takes to go out and run every day for office and, you know, all of the calculus that goes into that, and then the question of what's happening in the Oval Office, in the Situation Room, as he's making decisions, as he's making the hard calls, including on these matters of war and peace I just described, that's what I got to see, and that's what I can speak to, my own experience sitting in those rooms. And I sat in those rooms with a lot of other people who also had the same experience.
Jake, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. I hope we can do it again.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Former National Security Advisor to Joe Biden, Jake Sullivan. Yeah, he's one of us, but that's not why we had him on. We had him on because we can get a former National Security Advisor on the show, and every single time we would do that. You want to react? You certainly can. Russia-Ukraine is still an enormous international story. And what our involvement will be or will not be, it's still an enormous story in this country. What do you want to say about what Jake Sullivan, the questions, and how that played out? Be as passionate as you want. Let's try to keep respectful. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.